Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs is back on the practice field, and Coach LaFleur says it's business as usual, according to ESPN's Rob Domofsky and local sports reporters. Photos and videos online show Jacobs practicing with the team at yesterday's OTAs. Hobart Lawrence police arrested Jacobs last week on suspicion of domestic abuse charges following a disturbance complaint. Authorities released Jacobs from jail the following day after the Brown County District Attorney said his office wasn't yet prepared to make a formal charge decision. Lambeau Field will have a new look to its south entrance when the team returns this season and a new sports betting partner. The Packers announced a new partnership yesterday with Pottawatomie Sportsbook. The Packers say the deal includes naming rights to Lambeau Field's South Gate, the current Invisalign gate where fans enter the stadium. Pottawatomie Sportsbook will have title sponsorship of the exclusive Champions Club at the top floor of the south end zone, as well as the team's podcast studio. Outside the stadium itself, Packers Vice President of Sales and Development Craig Benzel says the partnership provides more opportunities for the Packers to engage with fans all over the state. 135 more beagles from a central Wisconsin breeder will no longer be used for medical experiments. Animal welfare groups secured the release of the dogs as part of an ongoing effort to rescue approximately 1,500 beagles from the Ridgeland Farms research facility. Some of the beagles rescued previously are already in loving homes in northeast Wisconsin. Just 3 hours after Outagamie County raised its pride flag this week, police say someone tried to burn it. Authorities arrested 49-year-old Stephen Pulitzer of Appleton. They say Pulitzer lowered the flag and doused it with gasoline. Sheriff's deputies stopped him before he was able to ignite it. City leaders say the pride flag is a symbol of inclusion, dignity, and support for all community members. County Executive Tom Nelson says Outagamie County has zero tolerance for this kind of destructive, hateful, or threatening behavior. A new pride flag is already flying, and Nelson says the county will not be intimidated or deterred from showing its support for all residents. Pulitzer was booked into the Outagamie County Jail. Formal charges are pending. The month of June is celebrated as Pride Month across the country. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is also celebrating Wisconsin's dairy industry this month. The governor is kicking off June Dairy Month by highlighting the importance of Wisconsin dairy farms and the people behind them. Evers visited Seven Oaks Dairy in Kaukauna yesterday as part of his statewide tour. Earlier in the day, the governor made a stop at Oscar's Frozen Custard in Waukesha. In his weekly radio address, Governor Evers thanked farmers, processors, and producers for their work and impact on our state. Wisconsin is home to more than 5,000 dairy farms and about 1.3 million cows, more than any other state. The industry brings in nearly $53 billion a year. Evers says he'll spend the month visiting farms and industry leaders across Wisconsin. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Immigration advocates are pushing to prevent separations like the one that recently uprooted a Wisconsin family and forced them to move out of the U.S. The American Immigration Council's Nanaya Gupta says current policies have eroded trust, and her team's proposal would restore credibility and humanity to ICE enforcement.
We urge leaders to act on these reforms because it is this part of the immigration system that has been weaponized against immigrants, American communities, and core tenets of our democracy.
The council wants immigration judges to be able to impose alternative penalties to deportation, like fines, community service, or probation for minor violations. Wisconsin Bike Week is underway, and organizers say there's something for everyone, no matter how often you ride. The statewide celebration highlights the health, recreational, and practical benefits of getting around by bike. Communities across Wisconsin are hosting group rides, family-friendly events, commuter challenges, and advocacy efforts throughout the week. Organizers say the event is open to cyclists of all experience levels, from daily commuters to those just getting back in the saddle. President Donald Trump is heading to Wisconsin this Friday, his first visit to the state during his second term. Trump will travel to Chippewa County, where White House officials say he will speak about efforts to lower costs for American families, open new trade markets, and reduce federal regulations. He's also expected to promote the creation of rural opportunity zones, a program offering tax incentives for investment in rural communities. And on June 13th and 14th, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will host its 2026 state convention at Monona Terrace in Madison. Democrats from across the state will come together to hear from Democratic leaders, attend training sessions and caucuses, and conduct official party business. Wisconsin's Republican Party held their 2026 state convention back in May. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Another win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Another early start leads to an 8-3 Brewers victory over the San Francisco Giants. Christian Yelich, Jackson Chourio drawing walks. Then Jake Bowers at bat in the bottom of the first.
Bowers had tried to center. Back it goes. It is gone. A three-run homer for Bowers. That's number 10.
Back-to-back changeups and a fastball down the middle.
Jake Bowers on a tear.
Bowers leads the team in home runs this season. Pat Murphy.
His at-bats today weren't the best. You know what I mean? His first one was fantastic.
Game three of the four-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL, Josh Jacobs back at Packers OTAs.
He'll be out there today.
Has any of that been a distraction, or is it?
I would say business as usual.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Above average temperatures to continue this week. Mostly sunny skies today with high temps in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies to be expected with lows around 60 degrees. Partial sunshine on Thursday and even warmer with highs in the mid-80s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.